Hey everyone, this is Greg and Eric from Knowledge is Power. We just want to do a quick apology. The first part of Knowledge is Power is real echoey from my end. It's my fault and I apologize.
And I'd like to apologize for making fun of babies later on in the show.
So stay tuned for the first 5 minutes. It gets better after that. But Eric's baby comment doesn't go away.
It stays bad.
The hurt remains. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Knowledge is Power, your weekly recap of obscure and not so obscure news from the internet and beyond.
From Chicago, I am Eric Munn.
And from New York, I'm Greg Rutter.
Happy Mother's Day, Eric.
Happy Mother's Day. How are the kids?
Oh, they're good. I left them with their fathers.
Oh, that's nice.
They're real fathers.
The one that doesn't beat them?
John Chaff, yes.
Yes. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. That was an unintentional joke, but that was hilarious. So how was your week?
Dude, this week was great.
Yeah?
Because, as you and many people know, Conan O'Brien was filming here.
Yes, I forgot all about this. Tell me.
It was great. My girlfriend was one of the few people here in the city that got tickets, so we were there for the Friday night show. His guest was Senator Barack Obama, who actually was pretty cool. I was really nervous. I was like, he's a good guy, but he's still a politician. I don't want to see a stupid politician, especially since the previous shows had Dave Chappelle and John C. Reilly. I can't remember who the other guest was, but I was like, oh man, I'm getting Barack Obama. But he was very cool and very laid back. And Conan is a pimp. I mean, Conan, they don't do the stand-up that tries to warm up the crowd, you know, during commercial breaks. Conan just dances. It's hilarious. Yes. I'll save more for the Conan story later on the show because a little spoiler for all our podcast listeners out there, Conan is a pimp and he will be talked about later.
All right. Let's see. My big thing for the week, I wanted to talk about this when we were before we started recording, but I spent all day yesterday setting up my new website, onewhatevs.net.
Onewhatevs is not it.
Not one. Not
one. As for, like a,
first, yeah. First, I set up whatevs.net, which I was all excited about. Don't go to onewhatevs.net because that's all porn.
Yeah, and it's our kind of.
Also my website though. So
that also is my website, but I'm dancing.
I just dance and warm up the crowd. No, but then the other thing I did all day was set up my democracy player. And I don't know if you know anything about the democracy player or not.
What are you talking about? No.
It's a multi-platform, so it runs on Mac, PC, Linux, everything. It's a media player that plays all video formats. So you can play QuickTime, you can play Windows Media, you can play MPEG, you can play AVI, you can play Reel, everything you can play.
That's so hot.
And what it does is you set up... you grab video feeds. So, you know, you can get Rocket Boom, you can get the Dignation video feed, you can get these really high resolution feeds. And what it does is the system operates in the background, every time you have your computer on, and it just scans these feeds. And when a new one comes in, it downloads it. It doesn't take up a lot of your bandwidth, which is cool. It recognizes that you want to use bandwidth for other things and kind of like slows down it if it's downloading something, which is cool. But then you're like, well, I'm done playing internet. I'm going to go and watch TV now. And so you bring up the democracy player and there's like, you have 35 new episodes ready for you.
Wow.
And the big thing that I did, I got the Dignation, I got the Rocket Boom. But one of the cool things I did is through Delicious, you can set it up so that you can get an RSS feed for like MOV files. So it just automatically downloads anyone who posts a link to an MOV file.
Holy geez. So did you get like thousands?
I got, for the MOV files, I got something like 45 one day. And they're all, they're all like usually under 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's cool stuff, like stuff that I probably wouldn't have watched anyway. And it was like, that's cool.
That's way sweet. Now, is this a free player?
Yeah, free player. It's an open source player. I was all excited about it. This is their second version of their beta. Their first version of the beta was awful, and I was all excited about it when I downloaded it the first time, and it sucked. And I was like, I can't deal with this. But this version's a lot better. It still's got a lot of glitches and sometimes like crashes out of nowhere. But it's
Cool.
good. It's pretty cool. I wanted to tell everyone about it.
All right. Well,
That's
should we
another
get into
$50 for me from Democracy.
So, democracy, thank you. I
Nah.
eat lobster tonight.
It's delicious. Okay, let's kick it funky
Can
style,
I
I
kick
think.
it, Greg?
You can kick it. You let's you start off. You got the first story.
All right, first story. I mentioned in the last podcast, I'm trying to get Malaysia in every podcast. I couldn't find a good Malaysian story, but I did find Shanghai.
Same
Kind of
thing.
close. I mean, kind of. I don't know the map. I don't know the world.
Like 500 miles. Yeah, close.
They're close. But from the Star online, Shanghai preparing for a human zoo with four Aussies living in a glass box. Shanghai is getting set to open a human zoo. Four Australian men will live in a glass box on a downtown mall for 2 weeks in June, with the public able to watch them sleeping, eating, and bathing, a news report said Thursday. This group, known as the Urban Dream Capsule, has drawn crowds with similar displays in London, Montreal, Hong Kong, and other cities. I'm sorry. I hate this. I just don't.
Oh, really? Everyone else is all like, oh, this is awesome. I can't.
Great. London and Montreal loved it. I think zoos are okay as it is already, but 90% of the time you can't see the animals anyways. They somehow make the zoo the living environment for the animals so that they can hide everywhere. You're like, oh look, this is the tiger den, and you can't see anything at all. And you're just like, great, I'm glad I paid $20 to come to the zoo so I can
They're
see
all
a
hibernating.
goat. Yeah. So humans, I already see enough of those anyways on a daily
Like in the
basis.
wild already.
It's not like I'm gonna walk up to this and go, oh my God, did you know this is what we did? This is amazing. And it's four men. Like, I'm not gonna be. This is gonna be stupid. Like, why would I want to see four men in a cell together? This makes no sense to me.
Again.
Again, I did my time,
And I
and
was
I
acquitted.
suffered.
I think
Yeah,
the you've gone
you
robot
were
again.
mad at me.
Eric went robot.
Oh, I hate when I go robot.
Do the robot. Okay, so my feeling on this is that who are the guys that like signed up for this? They're all like, "Yay, I can't wait to live in a zoo."
Homeless people.
Homeless people. And I like that they like recruited Australian men. Like those
Because, if I had to pick a human species, they're obviously the most amazing.
they're the most wild, that like that I'd like to see in captivity.
Oh my God.
Whatever. Okay, next story is my story. Walmart seeks smiley face rights. A Frenchman who claims to have invented the yellow smiley face back in 1968 is opposing the U.S. retail giant's move. Walmart is embroiled in a legal dispute over the smiley face image, which it wants to trademark in the U.S. I like this story. I thought it was interesting. I think Walmart is evil.
Smile, but I'd have to pay Walmart $42.
It is. It's expensive. It's like I actually like am rooting for Walmart in this story. I don't know why. Like, I'm fairly anti-Walmart, I guess. And I think they're
Who are they? Who are they? Who is it? The inventor of the smiley face?
is it like there's many people who have claimed over the years to have invented the smiley face. Like, no, I did that first. Have a nice day or whatever.
To draw two lines and a curved
Yeah,
line.
it takes a lot of. So, but Walmart has been has kind of used that as their logo for like a long time. Besides the Walmart, writing, but they've used the smiley face on everything. So this company, Smiley World, is the name of his company, which kind of, which currently owns the right to it.
It currently scares me.
Hello and welcome to Smiley World. They're against Walmart taking their what they say they invented.
It's funny to hear a place called Smiley World sound so angry.
Smiley World. Smiley World. Watch out for Smiley World's team of lawyers. So I don't know. I mean, I can't decide. I'm sort of torn internally because I'm rooting for Walmart because any company that is named Smiley World, I'm sort of instantly against.
I'm also the same as with you. And I mean, yeah, I don't know if I hate Walmart so much. I kind of hate them because I'm from Michigan, and any of our listeners out there that know what Myers is, I'm a huge Myers fan. So I like Myers, and I hated Walmart growing up, but that's just because they were Myers' competitor. But I'm like, Walmart's a business just like any others.
But I sort of feel like the smiley face is sort of open source.
Definitely. I mean, if you're going to sue Walmart, you have to sue like AOL and MSN Messenger and stuff like that, because
half moon, actually.
Half moon. Every time you have to do that, a smiley face shows up. I mean, you have to sue everyone who ever emails that. I mean, it's just stupid. The smiley face is not something, I agree with you, that you can copyright or reserve.
The trademark. The trademark is sort of, resolved. It's over. And I like that it's a French company that sort of, it was, oh yeah, remember when that was big in France?
Yeah, remember the time all those French were smiling?
No.
Not snobby.
No, not really.
I don't. Sorry.
Take that, France.
Yeah, well, hey, moving on.
You just got zinged by Greg and Eric.
Moving on from France. Now I'm going to start making fun of England.
So we've gone from Lower Asia to France to England. Good. one by one, we're making friends, reaching
one
out.
One by one. Like destroying the world.
The world is a global community now.
Smiley world, that is. Yes, my next story is from Yahoo. Apparently there was a study done, and more than 60% of Britons use items such as, ready? Write this down, listeners. Screwdrivers, scissors, and earrings to remove food from between their teeth. Rather than dental floss. It's just really interesting. And it said they used other makeshift items, such as knives, keys, and forks. I mean, I understand, hey, every now and then you're out to lunch, and you're like, oh, I might have something in my teeth. Let me put my drivers. But I'm just, England gets a big bad rap for their dental hygiene, and you would think they would have learned from the lesson. Well, we might want to do something about this. And instead, they just went back to some weird old way.
The worst part is that they're using candy bars to get food stuck out of their teeth.
They use a candy bar as a paste to cover the screwdriver, and then they rub
which,
that.
Which I don't think is safe at all.
I actually think that's worse for your teeth.
Yeah, I heard good things. That's so weird. Really? I heard good things. I can't tell if this is just like a totally like anecdotal, like, we asked 10 people and they were all like, six of them were like, yeah, I've used a screwdriver before.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, I'd like to see what the question was. Like, have you ever used a blank? Because then, but if it was more like, so, you got something stuck in your teeth, what do you usually do? I head out to the shed and grab me a pitchfork.
Yeah, like a screwdriver, like, I can't think.
I don't know how big of gaps you have.
I can't think of any part of my mouth that could be cleaned out with a screwdriver.
I once tried. I cannot.
I once picked my nose with a screwdriver. But my mouth, my
ears. I mean, that's just common knowledge. But teeth, come on.
The screwdriver just doesn't make any sense. I like that the best part about it is the title of of the story. It's like big bold letters. Britain's floss with screwdrivers.
And you think you're a manly man.
Like,
use screwdrivers to floss with and drink nails.
They regularly feed nails to babies to make them strong. That's how they get their iron.
They don't go for that vitamin crap. They eat the entire nail.
You Americans with your gay Pediasure. Well, let me tell you, across the pond, they do it a little differently. Good. How'd you find this story? Good for you.
Stuff just comes up. You know, just...
when you're busy searching for Britain and screwdriver all day.
When I type in the word Britain and screwdriver and one other word we won't mention, and you know, sometimes stories come up.
It's the Greg and Eric secret formula. The only way we come up with stories is we just search for Britain and screwdrivers, and then like a secret that only we knew.
I've just given it away.
Oh my God, we just did. Anyone perceptive?
Wish our listeners happy Mother's Day.
Oh, I thought we did that. We made the shaft joke.
Well, that's right, we did. I just wanted to wish any one of our listeners that, you know, has a baby or knows someone who has a baby or has ever looked at a baby and wanted to say, how high could I throw that?
I hate babies. I had a big argument with people over the weekend about how much I hate babies.
I don't hate all babies.
I do.
I just hate living ones.
I was talking about because I regularly flip them off on the subway. But
that's
I don't want to get into this right now.
That's hilarious.
Okay, next story. I'm a bad person. Next story, my story. Disney loses its appetite for Happy Meal tie-ins. As more children lean towards obesity, Mickey and company lean away from McDonald's fast food. For 10 years, Walt Disney Company and McDonald's appeared to have the perfect marriage. Happy Meals bore little figurines of Nemo, Mr. Incredible, and 101 Dalmatians, but no more. This is one relationship that's ending in part because of the children. So the basic gist of the story is that Disney and McDonald's are breaking up. It's a sad. It's sad, you know. It was
the worst time to break up with someone is when they're gaining weight. Because, you know, I know it happens. You go through that time, and that's when you need to stay with them and help them through it.
It's times like that that they need the support.
Bigger and bigger.
So Disney has had a long partnership with McDonald's in their Happy Meals. Every new Disney movie that came out, McDonald's had the tie-in. It had the Happy Meal toy. It had, like, the big promotion behind it. Come see the new Quarter Pounder with cheese, with Nemo, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Disney is, it's not renewing. It's packed with the fast food giant, and is actually canceling their two promotions they had with the movie Cars and the movie Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Wow.
And they say that the big company is that Disney wants to be, you know, very much more family focused than McDonald's. McDonald's getting a bad rap, especially with the movie Fast Food Nation coming out, and McDonald's is really trying to clean up its image. And it's becoming very apparent that they're trying to clean up their image, and Disney is saying, yeah, maybe we're going to go over here now. We're going to break up.
Wasn't there already Super Size Me?
Yes. The second one coming out is Fast Food Nation, which is like the movie version of the book by the same name. Oh my God! That is
Hell's Angels here. My entire life.
Yes, they're. Oh my God! I'm four flights up, okay? And all the street noise that I'm always hearing in the freaking podcast is four flights up. So there's a lot of noisy cars in my neighborhood.
I didn't also mention is he doesn't have walls though. And like that's 2.5.
Yeah. I don't know. I bought this fancy like noise canceling microphone.
I don't know what to think. I mean, if Disney's pulling from this, then they can't go to anyone else because they can't go to Wendy's, they can't go to Taco Bell, they can't go to Burger King because they would just be hypocritical. You know, if they're saying we don't like McDonald's because, you know, X, Y, and Z dealing with obesity, then they can't go to any of those places. So I just wonder where are they going to start doing their promotions. Where else our children add a lot, do you think?
From my experience, I just follow them after school and talk to them there.
Yeah, in my van when I offer them candy.
You know, they should get a tie-in with me.
I could maybe see something with maybe Lunchables.
Right.
Or another company along that line if they're really about health, but I mean, you couldn't really do a gym. They couldn't do something like Bally's.
Bally's Total Fitness with cars.
Bally's Total Fitness and Nemo.
Coming this summer.
So are there going to be no overweight characters in Disney movies now? You know, like if there's a single overweight character, are they going to be like, sorry, we don't promote this?
Was Shrek with, was that Disney? Eat that fat fuck.
He was so fat. Fat people.
That's why I didn't like the movie. I didn't see the second one.
I puked because he was so fat.
He made me feel nauseous.
I think it's an okay move by Disney because, I mean, you do want to promote health in America today, but, I mean, McDonald's has health items. They have salads, right, and chicken sandwiches and everything. I mean, they're not the healthiest place. They have unhealthy options. But like many people said, I think it's okay to have a Big Mac once every month. You know, the problem is not the Big Mac. It's that Americans eat four a day, you know. That's the problem. So I don't think you should be blaming McDonald's for that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's actually that they're upset over the fact that they just serve fattening food. I mean, I think the problem is like Disney sees McDonald's as getting a bad rap in the media, and is sort of the target of all these groups that are like, you know, McDonald's is bad, and it targets especially children in a malicious way.
I wonder if they've seen an advanced screening because I mean, when Super Size Me came out, it was a big thing for the, you know, months it was in the theaters, but I don't know. I don't know the figures. I'd have to look, but I doubt McDonald's numbers went down. Now, I do know they then started to sell more healthier things after that movie came out, but, I mean, does Disney really think they're going to get that bad a rap from Fast Food Nation, which the book has been out for a long time
way
now.
Way before Super Size Me came out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know that movie, Fast Food Nation? Wasn't that a book first? Weird.
I can't wait to see the reviews of the movie. Oh, the characters in the book were much more thought out. So, you know, overdone.
It's a documentary, actually.
Oh, okay. Shit.
It's a biopic. They're really into biography. Okay, next story. That's your story. Go.
Okay. This is one that I think a lot of our podcasters will be debating, and I'd like to see what you think about it. Another Yahoo study. Well, I don't think it's a Yahoo study. It's a Reuters study. Half of new teachers are quitting within the first 5 years. According to a new study from Teachers' Union, the National Education Association, half of new U.S. teachers are likely to quit within the first 5 years because of poor working conditions and low salaries. Jessica Gentis, now a stay-at-home mother of three, says that she can't make enough money teaching in Manhattan to pay off her student loans, and that was dealing with school bureaucracy was too difficult. So I don't know. Do you have any... I don't know if we have any mutual friends. I can't think offhand that are teachers. I have friends here in Chicago that are teachers, and I know that they go through a lot of crap. And I also work for a university, and I've seen. Surprised to read that they quit in the first 5 years. Because to me, it just seems like, well, what are you going to do from there?
I'm actually not surprised by this. I mean, really? they get no money, and I think
all the caring professions too. I feel like nurses, teachers, and social workers get the least amount of pay for the amount of work that they do.
Yes,
yeah, it's weird.
Anecdotally, I know a lot of people that kind of graduated college, you know, these very well-educated people, and they were kind of confused about what they wanted to do with their lives and decided to be teachers instead. They're like, well, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll teach for a little bit. And so I think for a lot of people, it's kind of a jumping off point that pays decent money, is looking for people straight out of college and kind of provide some guidance. So I think a lot of people are like that. Not certainly not all teachers are like that, but I know a handful that are like that. But I wouldn't blame them. I mean, to be paid, what is it? Like, what's the teacher's average? Like 28?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I was going to say 20, 25 to 30 is, in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, for
and then, you know, you rarely get raises, so.
For very well college educated to work all the time, for something that's rewarding but is very demanding.
To play the devil's advocate just to do it, they do get summers off.
Right. So, are they paid for that?
Well, there's two ways teachers are paid. I've asked this, so it's not. I'm not making this up off the top of my head. They're paid in diamonds. No, they can either get paid. They're given their amount. Like, oh, we're hiring you, and you're gonna make. You know, I'm just gonna use round numbers to make it easy. $30,000. You can either take that $30,000 and divide it for the 9 months that you'll be teaching, or divide it for 12 months. The difference being your paycheck every 2 weeks is either going to be more for the 9 months or less, you know, throughout the year. So that's what they're told they can do, you know. So I don't know. I can't believe, I mean, as a nation, we spend more per student than any other nation in the world. But I want to know where all this money's going.
And they're still getting it's still getting no money.
I'm upset if it's really going to the sports programs, because I'm not, you know, nothing against sports programs. I think it's very good to have sports at schools. A lot of people use sports as a way to get to college, you know, and get a better education and so forth. But when that's what's sucking a majority of the money out of a school's amount, it's not... I don't think it's worth it. I think the reason we have schools is for education, not to train people to play football.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. So, it's a bum rap, and they need a new plan to.
And I'm really surprised because they have unions.
Yeah.
You know, like I know that a lot of places that are, you know, people that get paid crap for the work they do, it's usually because they don't have unions. When you have a union, you would think, you know, you'd have more say, but I'm surprised. I wonder if it's not a mandatory thing.
I bet there's a lot of, like, seniority issues, too. You know,
oh, teachers, God, yeah.
Teachers that have been there for, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years versus people that are there for 2.
Yep.
It's like, I bet the unions are like, welcome aboard. We got to take care of Mrs. Bunsen over here.
Where I work, the university I work at, we have people that need to leave now because they're 80 something. They don't know what a computer is or why it has moving pictures. They're scared of it, you know, and they're teaching, and it's just like, you need to go and you need to leave now because
you're not benefiting anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we've beaten teachers to death.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Take that, teachers. We hate
you. Take that, teachers, one more time.
You get what you deserve. next story. Last story. God, we always fly through the stories and I get so sad. Okay, last story. Microsoft may aim for Yahoo acquisition. Software giant considering major purchase of Yahoo stock in effort to keep up with steamrolling industry leader Google, newspaper reports. Microsoft has been in talks with Yahoo about potentially acquiring a major portion of the company Yahoo, according to a report published Wednesday. Members of the company's top management were considering a deal despite Microsoft's history of winning over major technological markets, think web browsers, on its own, the Wall Street Journal said. This got reported the end of last week. It did make it into Knowledge's Power last week, but I heard about it from a couple places. I think it's cool. I just think it's pretty cool.
I think it's the move that Microsoft had to do.
Because they need to.
Yeah, like you had mentioned, MSN search engine is horrible, and I hate that webpage. I never go to it. I hate it. But I honestly think it's gonna lead to nothing. I mean, even if, Microsoft uses Yahoo and ends up using it on their software that they end up installing on all the computers that you buy and so on, I still am gonna use Google for everything. I mean, I love all the different options Google's has. I never go to Yahoo. There's only one thing I use at Yahoo, and it's because I don't like the Google version is their Yellow Pages type of item. Yahoo is really simple, and I think it's really cool. Google, every time I want to look up a business, it goes by relative rather than name. So if I want to look for a record store that's called, Tom's Records, it brings up record stores rather than Tom's Records. So that's what I don't like about Google. But
I don't know. I think this is a smart move for Microsoft, and they absolutely should do it because the big thing is like I'm a big fan of Google. I think Google is an incredibly well-run company, and they do a lot of really great things. But Yahoo has a much better and a much more and a much different business model
that's true.
than Google. Like they're both like comparable in terms of mail, in terms of search, in terms of features, news and things like that. But I think Yahoo is much more accessible to the mass market than Google. I mean, if you go to Yahoo, everything that you could possibly need is right there. Whereas if you go to Google, all there is a search button. And yet,
You're right on that.
yes, you can get to the other thing. But I think Yahoo does a much better job of incorporating music, incorporating video, which
Right, I
is,
forgot all about all the games that
yeah, and their
Yahoo
games are
has.
incredible.
I know tons of people who play the game, so.
So I think in long term, I think Yahoo has a better plan than Google does. And so I think Yahoo working together with Microsoft is a smart business move. Now, do I want it to happen? I don't really know.
Yeah.
It smells evil to me.
Smiley World.
Smiley World and Microsoft team up. So I don't know. So that's kind of my take on it. I mean, do you agree? Do you disagree?
I agree with you that yes, Microsoft needed to do that. It was necessary. And I do agree,
Well,
like with
they
Yahoo.
haven't done it yet. There's rumors that it's going to happen.
Yahoo and Google are different in many ways. You're right. If you go to yahoo.com, everything's right there and you're set. I just think if I had to ask, well, I don't even know what we'll use more. I feel people would use seem to use Google more. But you're right. They're only using it for the search engine. If we want to look at how many people actually use all of the different programs and extensions and whatnot that Google has versus what Yahoo has, Yahoo probably is pimping them.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think I feel long term. Like they're both gonna be around forever. And
They're both good.
I think Google's amazing. And I think they're beating Yahoo in terms of
Like, look at all the
actual abilities.
websites. Yeah, look at all the websites. I mean, even our alma mater, if you go to Michigan's website, the search engine they use if you want to search through Michigan's website is Google. Like every website I know of that has a search capability is using the Google version of it. Yahoo, I don't know if they have that out or not, but I've never seen that really.
All right, I think Yahoo is better at integrating all those pieces than
Definitely.
Google's. So,
All right. I can't
all
believe that's
right,
our story. Wow.
yeah.
Pimps and hoes.
It's the pimps and hoes, pimps and hoes.
Time.
Sorry, I just had a seizure there. All right, this is the section our pimps and hoes of the week. Pimps are the people that we think did something really cool, and the hoes, of course, are the people that got hoed. You got the first one. Go for it.
All right, my pimp. I mentioned him earlier, Conan O'Brien. Conan.
Yes.
All right. So just so everyone here knows, he is 8 foot 9. I mean,
385 pounds. Able to scissor kick
he,
Angela
how big a
Lansbury.
pimp Conan is, okay? I had Friday's show, which was his last show here in Chicago. And we had to wait outside, and we Andrea and I, my girlfriend, we showed up there at 1 p.m. The show records at 4:30. We were already maybe 100th person in line. There were already tons of people waiting in line. Conan bought the people in line pizza and then came out and, like, shook everyone's hand.
Wow.
Because he's a pimp. Because it was kind of, it was, like, crappy weather. That, I mean, it wasn't raining, but it was one of those, like, no sun, really windy days. Comes out, thanks everyone. Then during his show, I don't know if you caught any of his episodes this week, but they did this thing called Wheel of Wendt, and they took George Wendt, who plays Norm on Cheers, and he's a Chicagoan, and they had this circle with different things that Norm was going to do live on the show. The first night, the wheel landed on do a push-up. The second night, he had to try to make a three-pointer. He couldn't, so they settled for a layup. It was hilarious.
And the Hells Angels are back.
Hi.
Again, four stories up, everyone. The room is shaking. I'm not joking. That's how ridiculous that guy is.
And he has a small penis. then the night we were there, he had to give Chewbacca a massage. And they ended up making out. And the greatest thing, though, what makes Conan a damn pimp? The pimpest of all pimps. He went to Goose Island Brewery, which is a local brewery here in Chicago, and they made a beer for him. And he brought along a picture that he wanted to put on the bottle, and it was a picture of him with his shirt off. And they called it Pale Pale Ale. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was
That's
great.
Incredible.
It was a great show. Love Conan. And I know he's in New York mostly. And always.
He is?
And I was glad that... Isn't that where they film it?
Yes.
New York? Oh, you're... You!
Runner!
So I was glad that he came out here. Oh, and they made a pimp backdrop for the show. They had the skyline of Chicago set. Oh, it was great. Great show.
Just pimping a pimp all around.
Pimps everywhere. All right, who's your pimp?
My pimp is... we just got done about 5 minutes ago bashing Google. Mine is Google for Google Trends. For Google Trends, which just came out, www.google.com/trends. Love it. Lost my whole weekend playing with this thing. What it is a website. You go in and you type any two to five things that you like. So you can do, like, they have examples, Yankees and Red Sox. So what you do is you type in Yankees, comma, and then Red Sox. And what it does is it goes back into its history for the number of searches for those two terms and gives you, like, a graph of
those
searches.
I just did one.
Yeah.
Conan and Leno.
Oh, that's a good one.
I thought I'd check that out. Conan is pimping Leno.
Really?
Cool. Yes.
I'm doing apples versus oranges.
Oh!
Wah, wah. Let's see who's winning. Apples are, of course, Apple computers, probably.
I did God versus Satan, and God is kicking Satan's ass.
Goddamn.
I mean, it's not even close.
But okay, so what I love doing, I'm not joking. I spent, after I played with Democracy forever, I played with this forever. I just did everything, like... sex versus love, New York versus LA, like, and then my favorite thing was like celebrity hookups. So I did Lindsay Lohan versus Jared Leto and
like, stupid stuff. Like, Eric.
Oh, I did. I was actually going to surprise everyone. That was going to be the picture, on this
Ooh,
week's
okay,
episode.
We won't mention it. I mean, we won't mention the results.
Okay.
Keep that as the picture.
It's not looking good.
It's looking a little weird.
So that's on the website. Everyone go to the website and
Greg
or Google or go to Google Trends and Google Greg and Eric.
This is awesome, Greg.
I absolutely love it. I'm not joking. I spent probably 2 or 3 hours playing with this yesterday.
I'm gonna buy that webcam that we talked about a few podcasts ago.
Heck.
And just put that on and go to Google Trends, and that's it. I'm going to do that forever. This
I
is
really like
great.
And the one I just did right now is New Year's versus Easter versus Halloween versus Thanksgiving versus Christmas.
Who is it? Who is it?
Oh, it's Christmas by a landslide.
Wow.
But what I really like is it like it definitely corresponds to like the time of the year. So like,
you know, I did Bush and Kerry.
Oh yeah.
And Bush won. So.
Well, let's. There you go.
It's
official.
You know,
it's
official.
Do Gore versus Bush. Let's do that one real fast. Gore versus Bush.
Well, dipped him.
Oh.
Or flatline.
Well, this is like from the last 2 years. It only goes back to 2003. Don't, you know, it's not accurate. It's not accurate, you guys.
Recount.
Butterfly ballot. Okay. So that's my fifth.
Take that, Florida.
Zing. You just got zinged by Greg and Eric.
All right, my
hoe. Lay it on me.
And I hate to say it because I love him, but it's David Blaine.
Oh, no.
David Blaine, dude, okay, first of all, there's a difference between magic and being retarded, you know? Like, oh, wow, you did a cool trick with cards, magic. Holding your breath for 9 minutes, not really magic, you know? And, like, making it so you now have permanent liver damage, you know? It's just like, what are you doing? That's not magic.
So first of all, he wasn't able to hold his breath for he held it for 7 minutes.
And did you watch it, by the way?
No.
Okay, so this is what my roommate and I are doing. At first, you're like psyched, like, all right, this is gonna be cool. Then after, because you know, at first you try to do it too. You know, everyone did. It was like, okay, I'm gonna try to hold my breath too. You know?
Redneck Nation.
I got like a minute and was like, ah, this is dumb. The thing is, after 3 minutes, you're kind of like, okay, this is boring. You know, because all you're seeing is David Blaine
doing
sitting
nothing.
Still, doing nothing. And you're just like, okay, what? And then you think the big, cool, sweet trick is he's going to get himself out of these handcuffs. He has the goddamn key in his hand, you know? And it shows him. He's like, unlocking. I'm like, that's not really a trick.
Oh, I didn't know he was, like, given a key.
Exactly. Like, if this was, like, pimp style where he's in a straitjacket.
So they were totally arbitrary.
Exactly. It was so retarded. I was just like, David Blaine, what are you doing? But little, like, puts David Blaine a little above Ho, not a pimp, but, you know, just a step above Ho. He was, you know how I mentioned Penn Jillette's radio show
mm-hmm.
at the last podcast? I was listening to it, and Penn mentioned that he had talked with David Blaine because they're magicians and friends and so forth and so on. And he mentioned that, do you remember when David Blaine was underground? Like
vaguely.
He was buried underground, buried alive, you know, what they had it for a few days. And they had this glass thing over him so people could see him buried underground. Apparently, the David Blaine groupies would go up, you know, the girls with skirts on and no underwear and stand over the the thing. How hilarious is that?
Hilarious. Oh, women. So I like that his skin peeled off, his liver stopped functioning, and he cried.
And it's all worth it. It's all worth it.
It's all worth it.
Because he saw people come together.
In my video podcast, it was the rumors issue, and the rumor of the week was that he cried afterwards. And my comment was, crying isn't magic, but David Blaine doesn't do magic, so it must be true.
It's a rumor.
All right, my hoe of the week is O.J. Simpson for this.
Careful.
Now I'm making enemies. Now I'm making dangerous enemies. For this stupid new TV show that he's doing called Juiced, which is a candid camera style program where he pulls a prank on unsuspecting people. It's sort of like Punked meets Stab Theater.
Yeah, like the first thing that makes me scared of this show is honestly, if there was one person besides maybe Charles Manson that I wouldn't want punking me, it would be O.J. Simpson.
It's just, I don't know if this is a real show or not. I think it's just, it was just a segment that they did for Inside Edition, it looks like. But they were in talks to make it into a show.
Oh my God.
It's,
well, explain to the listeners what his, you know, most recent one was.
The one that was on Inside Edition was a skit revolving around a white Bronco. He was at a used car lot, and he boasts to his prospective buyer that he made the vehicle famous. So he's at like a car dealership saying like, "Oh yeah, you should buy this one. I know all about it." That kind of stupid stuff.
Oh, Jay.
It was, and he says to them, "It was good for me. It helped me get away." Wow.
I mean, I just heard crickets puking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I can't stand it. And I'm the only redeeming quality for O.J. Simpson is that he was in the Naked movies.
And he's not a Jew.
According to Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's like an expert or something, right? All right. Let's see. That's it for Hoes, Pimps and Hoes. The friend, things with whom we wish we were friends. Still can't say it. Yeah, things with whom we wish we were friends. Who's yours?
His name is Party Ben, and his website is partyben.com. I don't even know if you know about this. I have been into mashups like crazy these last few months. I'm all about them. I think they're the coolest idea. I love when people take two songs that I would never think would go well together and blend them. Great. And Party Ben is the first one that I ever heard. It was the one that I heard, which I don't think is on his website anymore. He took a 50 Cent song and did it with Nine Inch Nails. And it went so well, I was like, wow, that's pretty sweet. I checked out his website. This guy puts every single one of his mashups up for free. He has a bunch of links to other people who have great mashups. This guy's awesome. They work really well. The must download would either be the Led Zeppelin Snoop Dogg mashup of Drop It Like It's Hot and A Whole Lot of Love. It's great. And also the Green Day versus Oasis Boulevard of Broken Songs. Great mashup.
Did he do the Q Unit mashup? I think he did.
No. Q Unit is someone else. I don't know who it is.
That was
kind of cool, kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, I'm all about them, and this is a great place to start if you really want to get into the mashup. Oh, the greatest thing about it is he has an FAQ section that tells you all about how to do your own mashups. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I thought is really cool that I never thought about, because someone had asked him, where do you find the instrumentals of a lot of your songs? Karaoke CDs.
Oh.
Exactly. I thought, that's pretty hot.
That's a pretty pimp way to do it.
So, and he's really easy to get to. I've emailed him a couple of times because I really want to get into this mashup stuff, and he's always replied back. He's a good guy. So check him out.
Cool. Mine is the one
located, he's located in San Fran, by the way.
Oh, is he?
I know you'd love to represent California.
Oh, so. Yeah. Me and California are like
mashups. Mashups out there are like water. They love them, and it's everywhere.
It actually is water.
It is water, yeah. You can't drink normal water. It's water mashed up with vanilla.
Exactly. That's why everyone from California is awesome. True story. True story. And that's a fact. You can't dispute a fact, Eric.
Not.
The thing that I wish I was friends with whom I wish I was friends, is the show with Zefrank. Or Zay Frank. I guess it can be considered a video podcast, except it's not. He doesn't make it available on an RSS feed, so you can't download it.
What an asshead!
But it's all on his website, and you can subscribe to like the feed that lets you know when something's new. So, but it's a great, you know, short little video every day, 5 days a week, sort of about him, sort of about the news. Sort of musicals, sort of funny, sort of everything, and it's just great. I'm a huge fan of it. I can't even describe it because it's real quick edits. It takes a lot of editing. I'm really impressed with like his like ability to edit really quickly. But it's good. He's very funny. He's very smart. He makes very good points.
Cool.
So I wish I was a sports racer, because that's like his crew, sports racers.
All right, well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to check out any of the stories, our pimps and hoes, and our TWWWFs, please check out our website at knowledgeis.blogspot.com. And if you'd like to check out any of my stories, check out our Delicious page at del.icio.us/knowledgeispower/Eric.
And if you want to check out any of my stories, go to delicious.com/knowledgeispower/Greg.
All right. Well, thank you for the show, Greg. It was very fun.
As always, Eric, the pleasure is mine.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
All right. Well, until next week, have a good weekend or a good week.
Good week, good weekend. And I'll see you in 2 weeks, Greg.
Yes, Chicago show.
Great show, everyone. It's going to be our Chicago live show. It's going to be bombing.
Bombing.
All right, man.
Have a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
See ya.